This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I'm here with David O'Doherty and Chris Judge. Hello!
Hello!
Now, you have taken quite part in a brand new book called Danger Really Is Everywhere. I'm showing it to you as if you've not seen it before, but I think you might have done.
We are familiar with it.
Yeah.
Our next door neighbour is Dr. Noel,
yep.
Who is the world's leading dangerologist.
Sure.
Which is where you might see fun or excitement in the world. He just sees terrible potential things happening, you know, pretty much everywhere. And what's happened... He's got a job in the local school.
Well, in this book he has to prove he's not a danger. Like, he has to prove it, right?
Like, if there's one place in the world he shouldn't be working, it's in a school.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even see normal school danger of things falling over or whatever. He just sees, like, oh, bicycles going to missing. Well, obviously there's a robot. Someone in the school is a robot and is eating them. So it's the last place he should be.
It's logic.
Somehow he's found himself in that situation, Bex. Yeah.
So how did he cope? How has the school coped with him being there?
The school doesn't really know what's hit it, to be honest.
Yeah.
In fact, literally so, because he got the job in the school because he got stuck in a supermarket trolley that went down a hill and he ended up knocking over the school chef. And before he found out what she did, he said, whatever your job is, I'll do it for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so he arrives into the school. I mean, we've got the obvious problem there that he lives pretty much on a diet of cabbage because it is the safest food in the world.
Yes.
But people in the school aren't necessarily that into having cabbage soup every day for an entire week.
It's not as delicious as he seems to think it is.
It's not delicious at all.
No, I wouldn't say so.
And also, I think it's quite a farty substance. I think it really, it plays havoc. Well, my mother say, it plays havoc with your insides.
Yeah.
She's got quite away with words.
Dr. Noel's house backs onto the giraffe enclosure of the zoo.
Yes.
And so the zoo has got a new giraffe called Noel. So what keeps happening is the zookeepers keep being like, no! And he sprints out of his house because he thinks something really dangerous. Well, I think everyone can relate to that.
Mm.
You know, in school when the teacher goes, David! And because David is the most common name, six of us would all go, what?
So this time he's gone to school, Dr. Noel's own.
Yes.
Where is he going to go next?
I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
Well, you were excited about... What did you mention?
Bikes.
Yeah, he does. Just that I have a big problem with drawing bikes.
Ah, well, now we reach one of the the points of tension.
This is where we've got to here. Arisen.
Which is, so Chris hates drawing two things in the world.
Yeah.
Chris is amazing. Chris, you just name anything and Chris will just go straight up and draw. He's not one of these people.
I love drawing anything except
horses and bicycles.
Yeah.
So I have now contrived to sit. We did a reading this morning and for 400 kids, I got them pretty much all to tell Chris to draw a horse on a bicycle.
Yay.
Going over, like,
imagine show jumping
where you had to just sort of bunny hop over all of the...
That's quite a mean thing for you to make them do.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
How is he going to improve as an illustrator if not by drawing his... There's no point in keep drawing the things you're good at drawing.
That's true.
You know?
Well, I can draw bikes now, but... very complicated.
Bikes are, I mean, to the listeners, isn't a bike a difficult thing to draw? Because you've got all the tubey bits.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need to all go in the right place. And then the wheels.
Perfect circles.
Yeah. It's about circles and lines together. Very, very hard. And then the worst is where your legs go, because one's either side.
Yeah, it's very hard to figure that out.
It's really funny you should say this, because when I read the book, I got to this page. There's a page here with two drawings of a bike.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm also terrible at drawing bikes. So I looked at it and I was like trying to get tips. Like, yeah. Okay, so that one, I was like, Dr. Noel, quite a good artist. Well, your interpretation.
Yes, so we help him with, we appear in the book as well because we're his next door neighbours. He likes to put us in one picture in every book then as well. So I think there's going to be a lot more bicycles in the future because they realise that, I mean, what else? Is there
Chris
any...
is like, what? This is the first I've heard of this.
The thing is that Dr. Noel really... really does not like bicycles because they're so super dangerous.
Yeah.
So many things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for there to be more bicycles. Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel drawing what you've been told to draw? Like, are you happy just to be given direction? Or
Working with David, so when David sends me all the words, nearly every page I turn to is just something new and totally crazy to draw because it's all Noel's world.
Yeah.
So So yes, great fun. I turned the page. Okay, now I have to draw. Oh, a piano walrus. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, that's just the best one. That's my job. So
there's one page I really like. And if the listeners have any ideas for this, Dr. Noel gets a job as like a preschool teacher, which is, again, a
terrible
job
idea.
He shouldn't be doing. So he thinks he's going to try and teach the kids ABC. And remember those books from when you were little that would be like, A is for apple. It was always B is for banana. Well, because he's obsessed with danger, his one of those is quite strange. So it's B is for bear on a bouncy castle. F is for flip-flops on fire, which is a very satisfying thing to say. J is for jet ski jousting. I mean, can you imagine how dangerous? S is for stingray sushi. So Chris had to draw there some a stingray attached to a piece of sushi there. So
tied on with seaweed.
I think, one of my favourite text messages from you in the writing of this. V is for vampire volcano. And Chris texted me to say, now, is that a volcano with vampires coming out of it?
Yeah.
Or is it a single vampire with a volcano coming out of his
That's
head?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
And what is the answer?
The answer is this picture here, which is an actual volcano. I mean, how terrifying is that? An actual volcano, but instead of lava, there are 5 vampires shooting out the top of it. I'm sorry to the listeners, we should have warned you how incredibly scary this conversation was going to be.
Yes.
What's your favourite thing that Chris has drawn? And Chris, what's your favourite thing to draw?
I am going to say, in the book, I like things like the bus stop cobra, which is it's a sort of snake that, if you imagine, stands right up on its tail and pretends to be a bus stop. And because it's the morning and people are a bit sleepy and waiting to go into school or whatever, they queue beside it. And when it has maybe 5 people and it's starting to feel hungry, suddenly it stops being a bus stop. Pow! Starts being a cobra. Chompity, 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 chomp. I think that's one of my favourites.
Yeah, I like drawing those. What I really like is drawing the innocent bystanders, so the normal people.
Just the faces.
Are witnessing, these bus stop cobras and stuff. So obviously, in a million years, that this wouldn't happen. So just to capture those facial features of what is
I should say we've got some questions from some listeners. Ooh. So
bring them on.
We have a lot of questions about what it's like to write books. So we had, what is it like to write a book?
Chris, I mean, that's a general one. Chris has written lots of picture books for younger kids, Lonely Beasts, stuff like that. How do you, what do you start there with, Chris?
Writing a book is actually really hard.
Right.
But my picture books, it can look like they're kind of easy to write. But to write a good one that has a proper story and proper pictures that work, all together throughout, it kind of takes a lot of work. And the best advice I can give is to read lots of other books and try and understand why you like that story and why A happens to B and B happens to C, if that makes sense.
What I like to do is I sit down and start writing and then when I start going like this that bit's good. Bit'll stay in, not that other boring rubbish.
We have somebody who said, who is your favourite character? And I don't know whether they mean in your books or in general, so I'm going to say both. I'm going to cover all bases here.
In these books, I like Teddy is Dr. Noel's nephew who appears in these books, which the first thing I thought of with Teddy was how Teddy talks, because Teddy would talk like that.
He seems really cute.
Yeah, he's 5 and he looks, whereas everyone thinks Dr. Noel's an idiot.
Yeah.
Teddy, because he's 4 or 5 maybe, just goes, he's my hero. I think he's absolutely brilliant. Everything he does is so cool. So I really liked him. In all of literature, I love Danny from Danny the Champion of the World.
Oh, great. Yeah, great choice.
He's a very good character.
We also had one question, which was just, do you like pugs? I like pugs.
I like pugs, yeah.
I quite like pugs, yeah. But I'm always scared because,
yeah.
Sometimes they sound like they're really nervous.
Yeah. As if they're going, help me. But I think they're okay, aren't they?
I grew up around dachshunds.
Okay.
Like the sausage dogs.
I did not know that.
Yeah. In fact, I mean, are you allowed to say that photographs of yourself are cute? Because I'm about to say that. There is a photograph of me aged, I'd say about 18 months, like lying in a crib with maybe 6 sausage dogs lying around me. And I
need to see that picture.
I look very cute.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you a very quick quiz about, there's a lot of abbreviations in the books.
Yes.
I wanted to see if you can remember what they stand for.
Oh my goodness.
So I'll start you off easily.
Yeah.
I think you can do this. RAD.
Really awfully dangerous.
It's the highest level of danger that Dr. Noel sees in the world. Bicycles are rad.
Bicycles are rad. I can't ride bikes, so I agree with him on this. I'm very bad at riding.
Oh, Chris, this is so sad.
What does DAD stand for?
A danger alerting device, which is what he calls just a whistle. But then it's important you don't mix up your dad with your dad. You'd be like, where's my dad? And someone would be like, your dad's in bed. Yeah. Like, no, my dad. My whistly dad.
My whistly dad. Okay, what does... Okay, stand for? A-A-A-A-A-A-A.
Advice about avoiding angry and aggressive animal attacks.
Excellent.
It's actually pronounced because one of them is a small a.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
For the ant.
Can you say that, please? There we go.
Okay,
perfect.
Good. I feel like I'm learning a new language.
Would approve of that.
Dork.
Danger, observation, reconnaissance. Reconnaissance cart. So when Dr. Noel needs to go out into the... You've got to keep abreast of new dangers that are happening in your area. So Dr. Noel has his dork.
Yeah.
Which is basically a supermarket trolley that he's stolen. And he sits in it.
He's pimped it a bit, though. It's got some cool stuff on it.
Yeah. He does need someone to push it around, which is where poor little Teddy comes in then.
Poor Teddy. And the final one, you have to help me with the pronunciation of this one. Fadies. How do you pronounce this?
Top 10 tips for avoiding danger in everyday situations.
Yes.
Tifidies.
So
it's top 10 tips. So it's tifidies.
Tifidies. Okay, fadies.
You're good though. I like these pronunciations. But part of being Dr. Noel's a level 5 dangerologist.
Yeah.
So the big one for him is Mr. Weeps dying, which is short for making sure there definitely isn't danger where everyone else is pretty sure there isn't any. Mr. Weeps dying. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys. And
we love it.
Thank you for having us. It's so much fun.
And everyone can get your book right now.
It should be in all of the shops. It's a green. Green is quite a safe colour.
Green this time,
it blends in with, if you're reading it on a lawn, I would say beware, because you could leave it there and you're like, where's my book?
And then your dad puts the lawnmower over it.
Which dad, though? Your whistle dad.
Your whistle dad.
That old chestnut. Chris and David, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Bex.
Thanks, Bex.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.